This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Republican National Convention opens Monday in Cleveland. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody is already in Cleveland now to find out what's going on. There's been a lot going on just this past week with the Rules Committee and everything. You covered the Republican Convention 4 years ago. How do you expect this year's convention to be different?
Well, the big difference for me, well, there's a very low likelihood of a hurricane interrupting the convention like it did 4 years ago.
I forgot about that.
That actually canceled the first day of the convention. Not a lot of wind here in Cleveland. In fact, it's a beautiful day right now, and it's going to be different. I think mainly because 4 years ago the insiders were in control of the convention with Mitt Romney. This year, definitely, it's more of an outsider's convention with Donald Trump.
The city of Cleveland has increased its protest insurance by a factor of 5. There are reports that chaos is expected. Do you expect to be spending most of your time inside the convention center or outside in the streets?
Well, I think I'm going to split my time pretty evenly between the two. I think there's going to be a lot going on inside the convention. And I don't know if there's going to be chaos outside. I think it's going to be, there's definitely going to be a presence on the part of people who are in support of Donald Trump, and also a sizable presence that I'm starting to see already of people opposed to Donald Trump. We'll see, you know, if there is going to be any kind of violence or any kind of confrontations. At this point, I'm surprised there's not more of downtown that's been blocked off. It's actually pretty open. It was easy to get around downtown today. I think that will definitely begin to change tomorrow, and this city will probably be just guessing at all of the barriers that are, set up to be put up. I think the city will be pretty much locked down by Sunday.
The Rules Committee has been meeting this week. Some Republicans are still trying to block a Donald Trump nomination. Have you been able to talk to anybody who might be on the inside and knows a little bit about that?
Yes, I spoke with Matt Hall. He is a delegate from Grand Rapids, who is one of two Michigan delegates who were on the Rules Committee. Now, they wrapped up their work last night, Thursday night, and Matt explained to me that basically what they did, they have as far as he's concerned, they have ended the Dump Trump movement.
Because they only had 13 votes in committee, that means they don't have the 25%. They would need 28 votes. And therefore, there's no way procedurally they could bring this forward to the convention, and therefore this is dead. The Never Trump movement is dead, and the party can now move forward united behind Donald Trump and Mike Pence as our vice president.
Now, because you're a glutton for trouble or just love politics that much, you're also going to be covering the Democrats in Philadelphia. I was looking at the speaker rundown for both conventions. A lot of prominent Democrats speaking at that party's convention. A lot of prominent Republicans not even attending the GOP convention. What's that say about the parties and the presumptive nominees?
Well, I think in many ways this is a situation of between non-insiders and insiders. The insiders, the party regulars, are going to be in charge in Philadelphia. In Cleveland, it's going to be the non-insiders. I don't want to say so much of the outsiders, because when you look at a lot of the people who are going to be speaking, these are not like people on the outside. These are influential people, just not necessarily normally influential people in the Republican Party. So I think what you have here is you have, the insurgents taking over the Republican convention. I'm sure the party regulars who are not part of the convention now will get more on board as we get past Labor Day and it becomes a race of winning in November. And at this point, the Democrats are largely already all on board, all the insiders. It's just getting all those Bernie Sanders supporters to hook on as well. And those are the two issues that the parties are facing after the conventions.
Now, there are lots and lots of stories to be found at a convention like this. You take your pick. I'm just wondering, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about looking into first?
Well, the thing I'm most interested in today is just getting a feel of how the city is going to be transitioning from where it is right now, which is just a beautiful summer Friday afternoon, to having, as I said, that whole lockdown take effect. We've seen what happened in Nice, France this week. There have been other incidents, obviously, involving terrorism. And I think that's going to be a major issue here in town, and it's also a major issue at the convention because security is one of the issues that they want to push during this convention.
That's Steve Carmody in Cleveland. He's a Michigan radio reporter. Hey, work hard, but have some fun if you can.
I'll work hard.
All right, thanks, Steve.